Now, don't get me wrong, I love making breakfast burritos, but the time it takes to make the filling and the tortillas is just too much for me to want to do every single weekend. This simple quiche recipe gives me 1 week worth of breakfast in less than an hour, and it satisfies all of my protein needs. It's savory, cheesy, and a breeze to clean up. It only takes a few ingredients, including one that might surprise you. Here's how I make it. First, I start with the add-ins. Shallots have been my favorite form of onion lately because they're small and easy to cut, and I don't like a lot of onion in my food. To prepare them, I cut one from roots to top, set one half aside, and slice lengthwise from side and top, and mince. This is the simplest technique I've found for cutting any onion. That other half I'll save for lasagna or something. Next, garlic is probably the most essential add-in for this quiche. A couple of cloves should do the trick. I start by crushing them with my palms to peel off the skins and cut off the hard ends. This is a cool trick I figured out. Instead of just slicing the garlic to mince, if you use the blunt end of the knife and actually crush the garlic in a slicing motion, it breaks the cloves up better than slicing and makes it easier to mince. Much better than cleaning a garlic press and quicker than just slicing.
Ooh, sticky.
Mushrooms are totally optional, but add a nice, rich, savory flavor. A little tip for handling them: unwrap the plastic around the container, take what you need, and rewrap it to avoid a mess. I'm only going to use about half of the container. I quickly wash and roughly chop them into whatever size pieces, as they'll cook down anyway. Before I do anything else, I set the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit or 190 C. For the meat, I use ground turkey. It's lean, versatile, and relatively cheap. Once the pan is hot, I cook the turkey on medium heat. While it's cooking, I add 1 teaspoon of salt, about 6 grams. A couple minutes later, I flip the meat. After that side browns a bit too, I add the minced mushrooms to cook down with the meat, letting them release moisture. I continue stirring the meat and mushrooms and then add the other seasonings. 1 teaspoon of white pepper, it must be white pepper, about 3 grams, and 3 teaspoons, about 1 tablespoon or 3 grams of rubbed sage. It must be rubbed sage. At this point, I like to break up the mixture more with a potato masher. It does a great job of turning it into a fine mince. Now I add the shallots and garlic. I usually do this a little sooner, but since I forgot, I'm adding them now. Once everything is well mixed, I kill the heat. The base of this quiche is obviously eggs, but I bet you didn't expect me to use this entire container of 18 eggs. While it might seem like a lot, spread across the whole week, it's not so alarming. Crack them however your heart desires. I prefer to beat them mercilessly against each other to see which one survives. Let's move on. Add 1 teaspoon of salt. That's 2 teaspoons total now for those of you counting. And whisk away with love. Now for the surprise ingredient. Cottage cheese. It's a great way to balance out the fattier meal with some cheesy flavor. I use 2% cottage cheese, which is lower in fat and high in protein. If you prefer a smooth texture without clumps, you can blend the cottage cheese before adding it to the eggs, but this is easier and I don't mind the cheesy clumps. I add 2 14-ounce or 454 gram containers of cottage cheese to the eggs. Next, I add the cooked meat and mushroom mixture and whisk everything together. For some color and extra nutrition, I usually add broccoli or bell peppers, so you can skip this step entirely. For broccoli, I recommend using frozen rather than fresh. Just make sure to not do what I'm doing here. Instead, take your frozen vegetable of choice. Some things you never learn, and dump it into a microwave-safe dish. Add in a little bit of water and microwave on high for about 4 minutes. This heats the broccoli enough to draw out the excess moisture. If you skip this step and just toss the frozen vegetables straight in, you will end up making a watery mess of the quiche. Not fun. Once the broccoli is ready, I add it to the mixture. Then I prepare a 9x13-inch or approximately 23x33cm glass baking dish. You can grease it with olive oil, though it's not necessary. I pour in the quiche mixture and ensure everything is evenly spread. Toss in the preheated oven to bake for 40 minutes, and in less than an hour, I have a perfectly cooked, high-protein quiche, cheesy, warm, and savory that will last me all week. It's perfect for the winter or fall, and envied by all. One serving is actually about 2 sections, like what you see here, which contains 550 calories, 60 grams of protein, and 15 grams of carbs. Recipe in the description below.